Inside Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams. Yep, Right Side Radio, that's us. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. And glad to be here. Today is March 17th, Thursday, actually. But listen, on a different thread altogether, as I was putting my thoughts together today, I could not help but think, all right, am I seeing that? And why is that happening the way it is? Because I thought it was going to be something else, or I thought they were something else. Well, so here, let me just ask you this. Have you ever had one of those moments when you're looking at something right there in front of you, in the light of day even, and you swear you're seeing one thing and it turns out to be something or someone totally different? I've done that with hallucinations from exhaustion. I mean, I can still see in my mind's eye, I can still see little garden gnomes that I swear were running through the trees in the swamp phase of ranger school. They just were. I know they were little garden gnomes running through the trees. Total mind fake. Or how about when you have one of those smells, you know, that the smell itself evokes instant memories like something from grandma's kitchen. You know, sometimes it's just amazing how smells like a downtown city area reminded me of Baghdad, just to be honest. Sometimes it's the view of someone else in the distance and you swear you're seeing someone you recognize and then you're surprised when it's not them. Like, okay, here's one. Y'all have heard me say one of my favorite movies is Tombstone. So how about that scene from Tombstone? Epic moment near the end of the movie when one of the cowboys tells Wyatt Earp that Johnny Ringo is waiting for him down by the big oak trees. So Wyatt says his goodbyes, and the scene switches to Johnny Ringo himself standing in a wooded area. And he sees a silhouette of who he is sure must be Wyatt. In fact, in the audience, we were all thinking it was Wyatt. And Ringo grins and leers at the figure walking toward him. The person coming to the fight has their head down, the sun at the back, just a glare and a shape. And Ringo says, "Well, I didn't think you'd come." But the smile leaves his face when the other person looks up and the sun fades away and the calm face of Doc Holliday standing there and says, "I'm your Huckleberry." "Why, Johnny Ringo, I do believe you look like someone stepped on your grave." Total plot twist. Total switcheroo. And there's Johnny Ringo. Sure, he sees one person only to find out it's another. Well, I got to be honest. Sometimes I feel like old Johnny Ringo when I watch the Republicans in Montgomery. Bait and switch. Preparing for one thing and believing that they are who they are, and then they act like ways that I can't reconcile when I compare their actions to their words. Now, I'm going to caveat that by saying first off that it's not like I'm painting everybody with a broad brush. It's not every single member of the Republican caucus, not by a stretch. There's some solid folks who are consistent in their conservatism. And then there's what I would call the 80%ers, the ones who were generally solid on the usual matters like pro-life and Second Amendment, expansion of government, economic development, and the like. But yet, many of those same people voted for the gas tax, or the medical marijuana bill, or the latest Montgomery debacle, the corruption-plagued casino expansion bill. But there's times when I swear that some of our Republicans come walking up with the sun at their backs, letting on that they are one thing, and John Brown if they aren't something else. And I catch myself thinking, why does this look like that? Well, case in point, if you heard the show yesterday, you may have heard a segment on the possibility of a gas tax holiday. A chance to show the people of this state that their elected officials are doing something to stem some of the pain at the pump and offset the effects of Bidenomics. And truthfully, to be conservatives who want to reclaim the mantle of fiscal accountability by giving a reprieve on the gas tax that they heaped on us a few years ago. So as I was researching the issue for that show yesterday, I ran across all of the other states that are debating that very issue, that gas tax holiday idea, and several of which, by the way, who are getting it done. And I was struck by the statements of governors who are openly calling for it, and I was also struck by how much our own Republican Governor Kay Ivey sounds just like liberal Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Yeah, you heard me. If I was to remove the names from their official statements on the issue, you would not know which was which. It's like Doc Holliday just came sauntering into the tree line. Everybody thought it was Wyatt Earp. Complete plot twist. Both governors, here's their statements if you summarize them, both governors don't see the need to provide any state relief on taxes, gas taxes. Both governors believe that there are ongoing projects that might need the money. Oh, we got to hang on to it. We have to pay for that road project that we're wanting to start next week. Both governors believe that any action should be taken from D.C., not from the state. I mean, heck, even liberal Governor Gretchen Whitmer went one step further than Kay Ivey because she signed on to a letter asking the Biden administration to provide a federal gas tax holiday. What? That should have been the Kay Ivey position. Why does this look like that? Why is our allegedly conservative Republican governor looking and sounding just like one of the most liberal governors in the nation? It's enough to make you dizzy as you look back and forth to make sure you're seeing what you're really seeing. Okay, you know what we want? We want to know that the person matches the campaign commercial. Period. I'm not talking about the opposition commercials that are designed to persuade you that someone's a lying, untrustworthy heathen. I mean, if everything was to be believed about opposition, you know, attack ads, then I must be a heathenist, untrustworthy individual based on the ones that were run against me. No, what I'm talking about, though, is the campaign ad from the campaign that the candidate runs for themselves and the one that signs off with, "I'm John Doe and I approve this message." If they approve this message, it means that they must be what they said that they are. And then if they enter office having represented themselves in one fashion and then swing to an entirely different position, they should, in my opinion, have to run a new ad that says why. I mean, really, is it too much to ask for anyone to say they won't raise taxes or won't grow government or will fix the wall or will clean up corruption, then to have to go ahead and announce later why they did not accomplish those feats or, for that matter, change their minds? Pray tell, why did they look like one thing and turn out to be another? Was it all a sham? Did they change their mind? Did they see something we couldn't see? These are fair questions. But in the meantime, man, I tell you what, there are times when I still find myself feeling like old Johnny Ringo, staring blankly at someone I did not expect to see, as Republicans who look familiar still act like Democrats. Why does this look like that? And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Well, it's disheartening. And by the way, you know, I get down on them. There are some good men and women down there. In all branches of our government. And I love them. I mean, there are some of them that I truly miss. And there are some that I'm thinking, you have got to go to the House. It is time for you to be done. Or at least switch parties and be what you really are. Wow. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Got a big show coming up. Live Free or Die will be the first segment. We'll be right back.